Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Text comes out of the second lesson. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Be content. You know, there's an awful lot of people who would say that's the worst thing you can do. You shouldn't be content with anything. You should be striving to get the most you can, to come out first, to come out ahead of everybody else. Basically, stick it to everybody who gets in your way. That's the standard American way of doing things, folks. Not necessarily what's being contended here. What's it mean to be content? And why does he say we should be? To be content, I think, is to accept where we're at and what's going on and understand that sometimes some things may not be able to be changed. Just because we'd want it to be that way doesn't mean it necessarily is going to be that way. And sometimes it's not a bad idea to just accept what's there. It talks about don't let your life be controlled by money. 2,000 years ago, the contention was, hey, you know, it's all about the money. They used to look at the people in D.C. and say, watch the money, stupid, because that's where you can see what they're up to. If you see where the money goes, you can see what's going on. So he's saying, hey, don't worry about the money. You're taken care of. And what is it that we confess when we do the Lord's Prayer? Give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we need for the day. Give us what we have to have. Give us what you will give us to get through today. And let us have that enough. Let us be satisfied with that. So the idea is being satisfied with what we have and with what you provide. That's not a real popular kind of emotion. You're really supposed to get out and see what you can do to be the first one in the line. That's what the other lesson is. You know, don't always go and sit in the highest place. Because if you do that, it's possible, just possible, there's going to come somebody along behind you who's more important than you are. And they're going to come to you and say, okay, you go back there. And the other guy sit in your place. You want to go through that? Then don't assume that you should be in the highest place all the time. Be content. There's a parallel to this that Jesus told the soldiers. Be content with your wages. Don't go out there and try to steal more. Don't go out there and try to beat more out of the people that you're dealing with. Accept what you took when you signed on. Accept what you took when you knew what they were giving you. Don't try to get something else by doing something that's totally illegitimate. Be content. Being content. Gee, if you're content, it would seem that it would decrease an awful lot of anxiety. And anxiety sure is a potent thing these days. People are worrying about everything from tomorrow to the next day to the day after. What's going to happen today? They really are worried about what they can't do anything about and what they can't handle and what they can't see going the way they want to. So he's saying, be content. I'll never leave you or forsake you. We can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? So I guess that's the question. What can man do to us? Well, I guess they can take our property. They can defame us if they want. They can steal our things. But is that what's life about? Is that what life's all about? Property, things, money. After all, when we're gone, somebody else gets it anyway. That's the one thing that's hard for some people to understand. They've worked really hard to build this pile. Pile's bigger, bigger, bigger. He who dies best is the guy who dies with the biggest pile of toys. Unfortunately, it don't work that way. Because when you die, it goes to somebody else. And you may not even approve of who it goes to. because you're not going to have any choice. When you're gone, whatever it is you've got is going to be somebody else's. So I guess the idea is not to worry so much about making the big pile, but being content and living through life accepting what it is. Now, that doesn't mean you have to accept being abused. That really isn't what it means. It means that you shouldn't spend all your time trying to figure out how to get more and grab yours from somebody else who's got it so that you've got a bigger pile. The idea is to be patient with what you're given and to live understanding that it's a gift, that God will take care of us, that he's taken care of us up to now, and that he's not going to leave us hanging now. Give us this day our daily bread, what we need for today, what we need to get through. Didn't say to give us our peanut butter, but give us the bread. Give us enough to get through today. The Jews, when they were in a march, were complaining they had nothing to eat. We're hungry, we're hungry. You drag us out here to let us die. And so bread appeared, this stuff they called manna. And they found that it was good and it was sweet and they liked it. And they were told, go out and collect enough for a day. Don't get two or three. Just collect enough for a day. And so they collected enough for a day. But then some of them figured, well, I'll get a bigger pile. I'll have more for today and tomorrow. But the extra they got rotted. So that didn't work either. But they were provided with enough to get through it. And then they weren't happy with that. They said, you know, we really would rather be back there where we were because we had a lot more stuff there that we liked. And this bread, it's okay. But it's sure not what we had there. Of course, we're not going to talk about what they were doing to us while we were there either. But it's not as good as what we think we thought we had. And we're not happy. And so God sent them these quail, birds. And so now they had bread and quail. So they had quail sandwiches. And that kept them for a while. Then after a while, you know, we think this stuff is garbage. You know, we really aren't happy with these quail sandwiches. We want all the stuff we had back there that we could add to these that would make them so much better. We're not happy. We really want something done. We really aren't happy with what this stuff is. Yeah, it's enough, but it's not more than enough, which is what we want. They didn't do very well, did they? God didn't respond very well to that kind of an answer. And so it comes back. The writer to the Hebrews says, don't worry about money. As long as you've got enough to survive, more than that probably isn't going to do you a lot of good. The people 1929 watched their money go out the window, and a lot of them did too. Any number of them jumped out of windows when they saw their fortune, which only existed on paper, disappear because the whole thing crashed. Money isn't all there is. As long as it gets you enough to take care of what you need from one day to the next, that's really all you're promised. We don't have a promise of more than that. We're not promised to be materially rich. We're promised to be rich toward God and toward each other. And we're promised that we might have forgiveness and life and salvation. And we're given things like baptism and the sacrament of the altar to remind us that these things are there, that these are things that we remember forgive us our sins and give us hope. So God gives us enough to be content. He says, I'll never leave you forsaken. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord's my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Man can't do a thing to us. But we need to understand that we have to be content for what we have for our own good. There would be those who tell you that to be content is to be foolish. You should be out there pushing to get all you can get. If you're content, the chances are you'll survive what happens a whole lot better as this life goes on. May God give us his ability to be content with what we have and to understand the things that he gives us and the possibilities that we have through what he's done. In his name we pray. Amen.